ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mangela. We are back. I am the Agela of the Mangela. And then there's my husband, Manny, the meh of the Mangela.
The meh.
We're away from each other, so we're doing our Mangelas on this FaceTime device here.
Pardon her audio. She's just on a computer.
Yeah, my audio is not the best because I don't travel with this studio in my suitcase. I've been on the road for about a month, so had to pack all clothes. I had to pack stuff for Bonzo, my dog, our dog, sorry. So yeah, no studio in my suitcase.
It's all good.
But we're going to answer some questions from you guys. You guys sent in some good questions, and I was going through them right now, and there's a lot of dating questions on here, babe. Let me read you a couple of these.
Okay.
And then jump in. So there is people saying, single and 40, any advice, please? Advice for single Christians still waiting for the one. Dating advice for Christians, it's a struggle. Yeah, a lot of people needing some help with the dating front. So let's talk.
Man, I wish we could bring people on. I wish we can add a third person. Maybe we should do that next time.
Yeah.
Like bring a third person on so that we can answer questions live.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be awesome. Because there's so much that I want to. I mean, it's such a complex question. Like I'd have to know their specificities like within each relationship. But
fun dating in your 30s and 40s.
Dating older is definitely different. It's definitely different. Okay, so for the younger demographic, let's see. It's hard. They said it's hard to find Christian dudes out there, I guess. Because that's really the problem. I know when I was in Bible college, there was about two girls for every guy at the school. So the guys had their pick of the litter. You know what I'm saying? And the girls, unfortunately, which is in most churches in America, most whatever.
Everywhere.
The girls have to deal with whatever's left over. So everybody's fighting for the top dude.
We know so many good girls that are single right now that are just like great wifey material.
Yeah.
We know no dude to partner them with.
It is difficult. And I guess the reason is men tend to mature at a later age. Like at least a lot of dudes that I know, primarily, I'm not trying to make it general. So please, if you're a guy, don't hear this and be like, I'm mature. I'm 21. I'm mature. Most dudes got to live out their 20s, man. And I kind of feel like it's 30s that they kind of settle into the idea of marriage. And I think mainly is because our mentality, if I was to be honest, our mentality is very much like there's too many options and we want to try everything out. If I was to be whatever, whether they're Christian or not, it don't matter. Like typical things that we think of is we want to try a lot. There's so many pretty things out there. We're afraid that if we commit to one, we're going to miss the next thing. It's very much a conquering type idea that we have. And as we're younger and a little bit more immature, depending on whether you have options or not. So if the guy's semi-quasi good looking, he's going to have options and he's going to want to explore those options. It's just the facts, especially once you start getting to a top tier guy, which is what they would consider in the dating world, which is a guy who's successful, has money and is good looking. Those top tier guys are harder to lock down because they have access. And it's like the worst thing you can do for a guy is give him access because he's going to explore and try to figure out what it is that he wants by testing every little single flavor out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking from a guy who
did
that, who was that before. And it's most guys. It's most guys. Most girls want a top tier guy. And the top tier guys have options. So they don't settle for the first thing that comes. They just don't.
Are you saying for the girls to go for older guys?
No, what I'm saying is the older a guy gets, the obviously the more he's ready to settle down. Whereas women are a little bit different, because I think innately the what society and especially our country has always taught is, you know, women have the purpose of being the mother and bearing the kids and blah 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 blah. Obviously that's changed as feminism has grown. Women want to get married later, you know, but I think on a broad scale for most women, the desire to have a family and kids and all that stuff starts at a pretty young age, and I feel like they're ready quicker than we are.
So
I wouldn't say go for an older dude, because again, there's always going to be those guys that are ready at a younger age. Like I know some of them too. It's just not going to be a slew of men that are in that place. And again, the top tier men, because what I, you know, we always hear, even within our own circle, even within believers, look, security, finances, looks are still as important for believers as non-believers. And in a non-believer sense, it's just a lot more celebrated. Like women are like, I need six-figure guy. You know, there's songs about it. There's whole movements, hashtags, memes. They want the rich guy who can take care of them, who's good looking, who can do all these things. Unfortunately, that's less than 1% of the men available out there. So if you want to be in that pool, you're competing with top tier women. And that, if you want to compete with that, then go for it. Cause we're talking about women who are hella fly, like eights and up, you know what I'm saying? Who bodies are snatched, so, educated.
Let's clarify this, because just generally, I know you and I have had conversations about like the way certain dudes talk and stuff, because anybody listening hearing top tier, like why do you have to put us in tiers? Why do you have to give us numbers and all that kind of stuff? That's not necessarily how you think. That's a general, like the world, if you were to survey social media, and that's what people scroll for, the beauty, they scroll for the abs, for that kind of a thing. That's not necessarily what you think.
This is not like Manny-isms. This is just from, I follow a lot of relationship people. Obviously, I end up being the advice giver for a lot of our friends, or women and men, you know, that were single, are single, going through divorce, blah, 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 blah. So I hear what people say. And just again, like there's statistics out there that prove all this stuff. And I don't know many women who are like, yes, I want a low tier man. You know, I want a man who's, it's funny because I just wrote this in our Patreon question to ask people, like, how important is money? And if you're honest with yourself, like as a woman, like maybe there'll be a couple people that'll say, oh, it's not important to me. But most women are 100% going to say it's important, whether a guy is successful or not, because that's how we view safety, you know? And I'm not saying it. It's just what most women are looking for, a successful dude. If you are looking for a successful top tier dude. So when I say top tiers, you're talking about guys who make the most, who are successful, which is mainly where it's at. I think girls bend on looks a lot more than men do. But success is usually at the top of their list. I mean, I don't know. You're a woman. You have a lot of girlfriends that are single. Mm-hmm. Yes or no? Is success important to them?
I would say yes. But at
the same, is it ever not in their top three?
I would say it's in their top. I'm trying to think of like my friends right now who are dating, but neither one of them are looking for the millionaire CEO guy. The three that I'm thinking of in my head are
not talking about millionaire. We're talking about the top 1% is like the guys that are making, you know, mid to high six figures. It's not even millionaires. It's just most of the country is not making.
So I'm sure these three people that I'm thinking of would want to date that, but I know they currently are not. Sure. I know they currently are dating more of an average dude.
Which we're not saying in a negative sense. We're only speaking statistically.
Yeah.
Not average in the way that you guys see it as average. Because I was 1,000% average when me and Ange got married. So we are not saying that you're an average person. Statistically speaking, on how people deem the financial scale in this country.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up was, as we're saying, like, yeah, guys mature slower, maybe date an older guy or whatever. The thing about older guys, because some people ask questions, dating in your 30s, 40s, or dating after divorce, is something that my sister and I were talking about even just yesterday with even my dad. My dad is single and he's in his late 60s, or he might even be 70. I don't know. But when you date older guys, sometimes they're stuck in their ways.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to date a younger guy, there's still room to be like, hey, not mold somebody the way you want them, but learning and growing with someone, if they're still willing to grow. And then if you start dating after this age, sometimes people are not willing to change their ways. And they're like, take me or leave me. This is what it is.
I think it's less about age and more about maturity. Well, you know, because you're going to find specific people in each sense. Like, you're going to find older dudes that have never grown up because they never had to.
Right. And you're going
to find younger dudes who are completely mature because they had to. So again, I think it's really based on what type of guy it is that you're looking for, or girl. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to advice, it's like, who are you looking for? What do you want? So the reason we brought up the money thing or the looks thing is because you have to be honest, what's your top three? Then you have to be honest, why is that your top three? I get triggered when I hear about top tier men because when me and Ange got married, I was making like 38 grand a year because I'm this, you know, Christian artist rapping in a time where Christian rap wasn't even, I hate saying the term Christian rap, when that type of music wasn't even like hella popular. And so I remember when me and Ange got married, I was like, babe, I may never make more than 38 grand a year. Hopefully you're cool with that. If you're not, well, we don't have to be together. All good. I'm always going to chase purpose. I'm never going to chase money. But I knew I had it within me to create wealth. I was really good with money. So when me and Ange got married, I had more than six figures in the bank, because even though I never made six figures, I knew how to use money. And so when me and Ange got married, I took her money, I took my money, and then created more money. So if she were to look at me and be like, oh, this dude don't make a lot of money, I'm out, then obviously she would have missed out on somebody who knew how to multiply money.
So one of the things was, you know, advice for those looking for the one. I would say, to get that thought out of your mind of looking for the one, because that adds pressure to your dating life. Like, you have to find this perfect one. That feels like a lot of pressure. Out of the millions and millions of people, you have to find the one. Maybe just work on being the best version of yourself and manifesting that into your life. And when you go on dates, just have fun, enjoy company, getting to know another human, getting to know them on a human level, and being what you hope to receive, and take the pressure off of finding the one and just enjoy the moment and listen to your spirit, listen to your gut when they're like, not feeling a connection with this person, or red flag here, red flag there, then thank you. I had a good time, but I don't see this going any further, and on to the next and have a good time somewhere else.
Yeah, I think when you're looking, I mean, we can say take it out of your mind, but I think always subconsciously, when you're at the place where you're ready to get married or you want to be married, everybody becomes a prospect for the one.
Yeah, easier said than done, for sure.
Well, I think you can make anybody the one. I think it just really, at the end of the day, comes down to who you want to be in the trenches with, you know? It's just so important to know what it is you want and why you want it, which is what I was saying earlier. If you can know what you want, the most important characteristics, that go with your personality, then I think that would be the best one. Because I feel like everything else always fades. So, I mean, when it comes to, you know, I know the question was finding a good Christian man. Like, time is the only thing that's going to tell whether a guy is legit or not when it comes to his walk. You know what I'm saying?
I always say that if I were to meet you today as who you were back then, as far as like Christianity wise, I probably wouldn't be attracted to you and into you, because back then, yes, you were saying all the right Christianese words. Now, if you say all the right Christianese words, I'll probably get triggered and be like, oh no, please back up, sir.
It's really, but that person hasn't changed, because I still believe, like, I still have the heart.
Sure.
I have the less about me being right. So it's, you know, looking for a godly man is going to be something that, you know, takes time, because I think time's the only thing that can reveal it. You know, there's certain factors that can happen within a relationship, like your first conflict. You can always tell a lot about somebody in your first conflict. So me and Andy's first conflict was the argument over how much we were going to spend on the wedding. And it pretty much played through our whole marriage. A little different now, but the type of person I was getting involved with. So the type of person I was getting involved with, who, when you have a conflict initially, she's going to be insanely, there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of strong-willed, this is what I want. But then give her a couple days, and then the softer side is going to come out, and she's going to be like, I'm sorry. So this is exactly what happened. You know, that was our first argument. A couple of days later, she totally came back and compromised. And so I knew, I was like, oh, okay. She's definitely strong.
It wasn't just like, okay, I'll just do what you say. We both made a compromise.
Correct. But it's important to know how somebody handles conflict. Mm-hmm. Because that is the person you're going to end up with. And there's going to be nothing but conflicts, from the biggest things to like the smallest dumb things that become the big things. So mm-hmm. conflict is important when you're dating somebody, how they handle it. And more importantly, when you are out there, we don't have any advice as far as like what apps to be on, what whatever, like, because dating is different now. I give you mad props for those of you who are dating. It's definitely scarier. I'm sad that there is as much access, because that's probably also produces the lack of wanting to commit. But when you finally do have a chance to go on a date, be with somebody, this is the best advice I can give you. Always let somebody show you who they are and then believe them. I think most people literally supplement bad character and bad traits with their own projection. So girls will overlook and not pay attention to a lot of bad red flags because they want this guy to be this thing so badly that they'll just make excuses for his lack of character, for his lack of maturity, and then find out later when everything wears off that these are massive cracks in the foundation of who this person is. And you just kind of like swept it under the rug because you wanted it so bad, and vice versa. People will always show you who they are. It's just up to you to believe them. And if you don't, then it's going to be at your peril. That's like the best advice. Where to find someone? I don't know, man.
Who knows?
I don't know, man. I would love to say church, but that's your high probability of finding someone who believes like you do is at church, but not your high probability of success. Because we can look in our own life, and most of the marriages that we know, Christian or non-Christian, most of them have already divorced. So obviously that's not the prerequisite for a successful marriage. I think understanding personality and conflict is way more important than, oh, I found this dude at church.
For sure.
At least what we're seeing. We're not saying that it's not important that you guys believe the same things, but we're saying that even if you start off the marriage believing the same things, does not mean 5 years later y'all gonna believe the same things. You can both start off hella Jesus people, And halfway through, something happens, and one or the other person is like, I don't know if I believe this anymore. What do you got then? If you're not good communicators, if you don't have empathy, if you don't have good personality traits that match with each other, what do you got then when the other person is like, nope, I don't believe this anymore? Because it does happen more than you think. So just trying to find somebody that you can copy and paste on a piece of paper. Oh, he loves Jesus, or she loves Jesus. They're this, they're that. Oh, they were making money, but then something happened and now they're not making money. Like, all that stuff goes. It can go. So personality traits and whatnot are much more important. But we can dig into this more later and give people even more.
Yeah, let's get people to come on and ask some dating questions.
Yeah, let's make it like a lot, but it would have to be live or something.
Let's do that. Okay, if you guys are listening and you are single and you have questions on dating and you want to come on with us and just talk about your experience.
Yeah, we'll do it in our next one.
Then send a DM to
my page.
Yeah, to Manny's page or Knights at the Roundtable page.
Either one. Instagram is fine.
Instagram, DM, Knights at the Roundtable page or Manny's page. If you want to come on live with us and talk about dating right now.
Yeah. And we'll do it as long as you're okay with being on our podcast. Because your face will show up unless you want to blur yourself out. I guess we don't have to put your face up. We can just figure something out. I don't know. All right. Love you, Queen.
Bye. Call you in 5 minutes.